About sacrifice today. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. Memorial Day commemorates the men and the women who died while in military service for our country. Today we're going to explore this theme of sacrifice and how it should inform our country and our faith. We're going to begin with the Word of God, and our text is going to be in the book of Hebrews. So if you're at home and you have your Bible, you can pull that out, have your pen and highlighter ready. And we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 9, towards the end, at verse 24, 26. Hebrews 9, 24 through 26. When you think about Memorial Day, strangely enough, we've come to think of Memorial Day as the gateway to summer, the kickoff to barbecues and family gatherings and all that, and that's certainly a good thing. But we should never forget what we're supposed to remember. We're supposed to be remembering the sacrifice. You know, sometimes there's confusion. There's Memorial Day and there's Veterans Day, and we tend to lose track of what's what. Veterans Day is a wonderful day, and we'll be doing that later in the year. And Veterans Day is to acknowledge and recognize our service members who are serving. But Memorial Day is to remember those who gave their last full measure in the service to their country. We are to remember those who have fallen in defense of their country. And it can be a somber thing, and for some who have lost family members, it's a very difficult time. Whenever we look at someone who's lost their life in the service to their country, there's a couple of things we need to remember, and I think you'll see that as we go through Scripture, that those who have fallen in the service of their country, they willingly gave their lives. They sacrificed for others. G.K. Chesterton once said that the true soldier doesn't fight because he hates the enemy in front of him. He fights because he loves the people behind him. So those who have fallen in the service of their country, we need to remember their sacrifice and act accordingly. But let's go to the text, and we'll see how this theme spreads through all of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 26. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own. For then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your word looking to be informed into the message that you have sent to us down through the ages. As we read these verses, we should always remember that these are your words speaking to us. Father, I pray as we read the text that you would inform our heart and our minds, that you would instill in us the message that you would have us read. In Jesus' name, amen. So the purpose of Memorial Day is to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. November 11th, 1911, World War I ended exactly 100 years ago today, or this year. Consider the sacrifices, 9 million soldiers dead, 21 million wounded. That's a lot of sacrifice. All wars create a lot of sacrifice. Today we honor our veterans because of their sacrifices. But I want to share with you a story. One soldier who sacrificed was a man named Desmond Doss. Desmond Doss was a devout Christian who refused to touch a weapon or work on the Sabbath. He enlisted in the army during World War II and he became a combat medic. The army wanted nothing to do with him, of course. He just didn't fit the army's model of what a good soldier would be, his battalion commander commented. They considered him a slacker. They actually threw shoes at him while he prayed. But he stayed the course. He became skilled at being a combat medic, and when he was finally sent into battle, it's an interesting story here. This is a true story. On Okinawa in the spring of 1945, Doss and his company faced a grueling task. They had to climb a steep cliff facing thousands of heavily armed Japanese soldiers. He climbed the ridge and he crawled and he dragged the wounded soldiers to safety over and over and again, even after the bulk of the U.S. soldiers had retreated down the cliff. He kept going back over and over again, the whole time praying this, "Lord, please help me get one more." Dost saved 75 soldiers that day. The soldiers who had shamed him now praised him. His captain described him as one of the bravest persons alive. 70-plus years later, he was the hero of a movie called Hacksaw Ridge. He was and is an example of a veteran who sacrificed. Now, did he sacrifice his life? No. But when everyone else retreated down that cliff, he kept going back. And one by one, he lowered those wounded soldiers down the cliff. He stuck his neck out time and time again. Did he give his life? Well, no. But listen, he put his life on the line every single time he went back on that field. And see, sacrifice is a theme throughout Scripture. We are to love one another as ourselves. Do you ever think about that in terms of sacrifice? We are to love others as ourselves. If it says that Doss was a devout Christian, and if you love others as yourself, would you not have wanted for someone to come back on that field and drag you to safety?